All right, folks, Mike Adams here with a quick update. It looks like Joe Biden's going to drop out of the race by this weekend based on current information. There was apparently a very loud and widely reported argument between the Biden camp and the Kamala camp at the White House, well, two nights ago. And Kamala, her camp is saying, Joe, you got to get out of the way. You got to pass the torch here. And although Joe doesn't want to give up the torch, well, mostly Jill doesn't want to give it up because of all the power that comes with it. What I think is actually happening is that Kamala's team probably went to Joe with a binder, like a folder, and said, hey, see this folder? See all this stuff? Like flipping through the pages. Oh, these photos. Oh, these emails. Oh, no, not those. Oh, these contracts. Oh, my, these bank deposits. No way. They showed him all this stuff flipping through. They're like, you want this stuff to stay private? Or are you going to make us go public with some of this stuff? That's probably what's happening. Pretty sure that's the case. And Joe Biden, even though he can't probably make good decisions right now, even Jill at some point is going to say, okay. All right. They're probably going to counter negotiate like, okay, here's the deal. We'll step down. You don't prosecute us and you make sure that we're not prosecuted as long as you're in power. Something like that. So there'll be a secret under the table deal like that, you know, like immunity. Now, that deal doesn't extend to a Trump presidency, by the way, right? So they can't guarantee his safety from prosecution. But interestingly, the United States Supreme Court has, you know, recently rendered a very relevant decision about how presidents are immune from prosecution if they're engaged in official duties. So that may be relevant here, and Joe Biden may never be prosecuted for all the crimes he has committed. That's a very distinct possibility. But it looks like Joe Biden is going to be out of the race soon. And that means, now, he's not giving up his presidency, just to be clear. He's not resigning from the office of the president of the United States. He's just saying that he's not running for re-election, is what it looks like. So that means then Kamala would step into the campaign. And then the entire corporate media and the DNC, they would all get behind Kamala at that point. Oh, Kamala, she's a genius. She's the savior. She's going to save America from Trump. That's what you're going to start hearing. And they'll get all their ducks in a row again. The media will be all coordinated with the right, you know, scripts. Here are the memos to read. Make sure you cover this. You know, the CIA handing out memos. And then they're all going to get coordinated again. You're not going to see this schism inside the Democrat Party. They're going to be all in a row, full alignment all the way through Election Day. And they're going to hammer Trump. They're going to say that he's Hitler. They're going to say he's an existential threat to democracy. Meanwhile, the deep state, the intelligence community deep state, is going to be trying to assassinate him with ever larger weapon systems and area effect systems. And probably also there's going to be an element that's going to try to start World War III with Russia in the meantime. So that's kind of the situation that's shaping up at the moment. Now, understand that with every day that ticks by here, we are closer to the election, and it's one more day that the deep state does not have available, or I should say one less day that they have available to carry something out. And these big false flag events, like 9/11, let's take that as an example. To carry out 9/11 probably took a year of planning, if not more. I mean, gosh, they had to have so many elements in place. You know, they had to have the pilots, the Middle Eastern pilots. They had to have the explosives rigged. They had to have the passports. They had to, you know, falsify all kinds of records and identities and so on and get that ready. They had to coordinate it with the military to stand down the national defense that day. They had to be ready for the corporate media. Somebody had to coordinate the messaging on September 11th, September 12th, and so on. That took a lot of coordination. Oh, they had to have all the insurance policies in place so they would get big payouts when the buildings collapsed, you know, things like that. They also had to make sure that certain people were not there that day to be spared from the event, while other certain people would definitely be there because they wanted to knock them off anyway, you see? So 9/11 took a lot of time to plan. There's no mistaking that. Could they carry out a 9/11 scale event right now? Between now and, let's say, October, And I think if they had to start from scratch right now, the answer would be no. But maybe they're not starting from scratch, because I think they always have plans on the shelf. They've got things that they're ready to roll out, things they're attempting to do. You know, they've got MK Ultra people shrink wrapped on the shelf, you know, just ready to launch like guided missiles towards their enemies. They've got plans in place. They've got nuclear material. They've got dirty bomb material. They've got it already smuggled into the U.S. They know where it is. They've got operatives ready to call, you know, or ping or whatever, like, you know, operative 67, you know, do this, hit that, carry out your orders, whatever. I think they've got a lot of these that are ready to go, but I also think they're scrambling. They're scrambling big time to try to recover from their failed assassination attempt. They thought that was the big one, clearly. They thought Trump would be dead by now and they would have this thing in the bag. It didn't happen, but because they sort of put all their eggs in that basket, they thought that maybe they didn't need, I'm just guessing, maybe they didn't need plan B and C and D and so on, because this was, you know, a sure plan. I mean, they had a shooter ready to take him out at 150 yards, and that's an easy shot for most people. Maybe they even had their own Secret Service team or some third-party team with a more powerful rifle to take that shot. And you know, for a high-powered rifle with some good glass on it, you know, like a 300 Win Mag sniper rifle, or even just a 308, you know, like a police sniper rifle, that shot is a no-brainer, man. I mean, any trained sharpshooter could have taken that shot. But then again, Trump's head moved, you know, maybe God intervened, right? I think he did. Just at the right moment, tilted his head, rotated his head, boom, the shot hits the ear. The deep state's plans go to hell. And now, and all those stock market bets are like, oh my gosh, suddenly they're not going to make billions of dollars, you know? So they're desperately trying to reverse all those. That's pretty wild. So they're scrambling. Bottom line, they're scrambling. They're in disarray. They're going to be rushed into anything they try to do, I think. And Trump's protective detail is now very much on high alert, and so are the American people. One of the things that the deep state has come to realize about this attempted assassination is that they don't control the narrative. They don't control the narrative. And it doesn't work anymore to just call people conspiracy theorists and shut them down. Oh, you can't talk about conspiracies. Oh, really? You mean the actual Secret Service, DHS conspiracy to murder President Trump, because that involved multiple people. It's deliberate. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy to commit murder. It's a conspiracy of assassination. That's not a, quote, conspiracy theory anymore. That's like something we're watching happening right in front of our eyes. So the people, the crowdsourced people, are analyzing this using mobile phone footage and using satellite imagery and using ballistics information and so on. The people are doing a better job than the FBI or the DOJ or the corporate media. And most of this is happening on X. So we have to thank God for Elon Musk keeping X, or owning X now, and keeping it relatively open to free speech, although they still shadow ban some accounts, like I think my account. And they still don't allow you to link to Brighteon.com videos, which is a huge mistake on their part, I believe. And, you know, they're Twitter's not perfect, right? X isn't perfect, but it's not like it used to be. You can talk about reality now on X. You can talk about these things. And, you know, thank God, because that's where the real analysis is taking place. So, Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening. You can catch my articles and my podcasts, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more, because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it. For no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water, you put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.